Coronavirus is a nationwide health concern. In Iowa, the situation is rapidly developing day by day, and Johnson County has been the main center of the outbreak. At KICI, we are putting together some locally focused updates on COVID-19 developments and impact on the community. Most people will be getting most immediate information and updates directly online, but we hope to compile useful information, especially from resources for people who may be most vulnerable and overlooked. We'll broadcast these segments and generally be posting a regular schedule soon. We'll also post these segments on our SoundCloud site and post a link and links to more resources on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/iclocalradio, or just go to Facebook and search for KICI Iowa City Local Radio. If you have information or questions or recommendations, you can contact us by email at info@kiciradio.org. While I was looking around the internet for information and sources, I came across something called Resources for Life Strategic Response Portal. This was on Facebook, and it links to resourcesforlife.com, a Resources for Life website maintained by Greg Johnson. Greg is calling in this afternoon. Thank you for calling, Greg.
Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
And I wanted just to start by asking you what this portal is. It looks like a one-stop shop for all kinds of information, health-related, public service-related, something you could go to for a list of all kinds of other links to other places instead of hopping around the internet trying to look for things.
Right. So as you know, being a longtime Iowa City resident, we have been through quite a few crisis situations in Iowa City, tornado that was very severe, a couple of floods, maybe more than that. And certainly our local emergency responders and the county, they do what they can to sort of triage and address the most critical situations first. But often what gets left until later or maybe doesn't get addressed at all would be sort of a central location where you can go and find information that if you're not among those top-level triage people, you might want to just know what's going on in the community. So what I was wanting to do, I've done this in the past when we've had, you know, like the floods and the tornado, is to create kind of a news center and a place where people can go to get more information. And that's what the COVID-19 strategic response portal is all about. So people know they can go to the CDC, you can go to the World Health Organization, but that doesn't tell you, you know, who in Iowa City is delivering groceries, you know. So the idea was to have something that's more personal for our local community with all of the known resources that I'm familiar with listed right at the top for people. And then as you scroll down that webpage, you'll see information in addition, like news items for Iowa City and Johnson County, and then broadening out to the impact on Iowa, what's going on in Des Moines, what's going on in other Iowa cities besides Iowa City. And then scrolling further down on the page, it becomes less locally relevant, but maybe of interest to people, would be news from other states in the U.S., and then finally news of what's going on in other countries, which can help us be more informed and prepared for what's coming. So as you mentioned, if people want to find this page that I've created, it's on resourcesforlife.com and then /crisis/COVID-19. But if that's a lot to remember, just go to resourcesforlife.com, and on the home page at the very top left corner, you'll see a link to this page. And that was the other idea here, was to kind of maintain a generic sort of crisis management page that's nothing. I don't have to create that. It's already there, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you could even have a page that's called, you know, the next crisis that Iowa City faces, and then have it already filled in, you know, and have the basic contact there. Because that's what's happening is, you know, these city agencies, they're starting from scratch every single time there's a new crisis, and they're thinking, oh, we have to throw together a web page. So anyway, that's kind of a lengthy introduction.
Well, that's not an encouraging idea, but it is a good one. I have in my list, of course, icgov.org and johnson-county.com. What are some of the other resources that you have on your page?
Yeah, so the University of Iowa now has a dedicated coronavirus.uiowa.edu page. And some of this is going to seem redundant. You know, you'll go to these different pages and you'll see some of the same stuff. But it's extremely valuable, though. So the University of Iowa's page has the generic information about you need to wash your hands or whatever, but then specific information for students, specific information for faculty and staff. So those pages are really important. And similarly, University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics will have some very valuable information, latest news, but also how this is impacting the healthcare community locally. And then the Iowa City page I have a link to, and the CDC and World Health Organization. So that's what you'll find at the very top of the page, just beneath sort of a brief three-paragraph response summary.
And do you have links to, say, city services, social services? We spoke with the Shelter House and Community the other day, and some people are asking, well, what about the most vulnerable in our community? Where can they go? How do you get help? And we'll be hearing more from other agencies, but I'm assuming that you probably have some of this information on your site as well.
Right. So there is a link to the Community Crisis Services and Food Bank, and there's an initiative or an effort called Iowa City Errenders that was established by Ali Stutting. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. And she had the idea of putting together sort of a database of people who are willing to volunteer and run errands for people and help those who are not able to get out. And there's also a similar initiative that the Press Citizen is advancing to find how to connect volunteers with organizations locally. So all of that is starting to come to the surface. And, you know, it's a real testament to Iowa City that these things just kind of spontaneously and organically happen. You know, there's the creativity. It's a combination of, creativity, volunteer spirit, and sort of an entrepreneurial mindset, although not necessarily applied to business, but just applied to how we can come up with creative solutions, you know.
I'm glad to say I noticed that, too. I'm on the neighborhood's social media application, and I noticed people offering to run errands and help out. And one person suggested putting up cute decorations and shamrocks and things in the windows or yard, and people who are outside, obviously not near other people, but who are just walking can enjoy that, or driving through the neighborhoods could enjoy that. Now, is that something that is okay to do, as I'm assuming you can be outside and walking around?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One probably would not want to go for their regular walk at the Coral Ridge Mall lots of people. But if you're out on the trails or going for a walk in the park and you're staying, you know, they say 6 feet away from people, but you could, to be safe, make it 12 feet away or whatever. But, you know, there aren't a lot of people in mass outside right now. It's certainly different than like going to a football game or something. You know, if you're out on the trails, you'll have brief, distant interactions or just in passing by other people. I certainly don't feel that that's a problem. I guess maybe at some point we'll hear something else from someone in the health community, but from what the information is coming from the CDC and others, they're saying, you know, keep a 6 foot distance and in general just try to be away from indoor spaces where there might be lots of people, and particularly people sneezing and coughing, spreading those,
Well, if anybody hears this and knows better, please email us right away at info@kiciradio.org. But that also echoes everything else I've heard. So it's just a way of people keeping people cheered up and offering to help. And I think that's really great. How did you go about searching for all of these resources? I know you maintain this resourcesforlife.com, which just has all kinds of great advice and information, but how did you find the information, and what were you thinking about as you were looking for different agencies and different things to make sure you include it?
Well, you know, much of what I have on the resourcesforlife.com website is the product of research that I was doing anyway, either for myself or someone else that might have a question about, oh, what sort of printer should I get? Or, you know, what do you know about this particular computer problem? And so I'll go off and spend hours researching something and then create a response for the person. And in the case of the coronavirus, I was tracking that back really in January and sort of daily keeping an eye on the progression of it. And early on, it wasn't, you know, immediately apparent that this was going to be a big problem, as big as it's become. But it certainly quickly became apparent, you know, to anyone sort of following it daily and seeing the trajectories, and then certainly as it was impacting other countries. But so I was wanting to follow that because I have a small business. I'm an individual, you know, tech support provider, and I do some web design for people and photography, and then also just training on different topics. And so I just wanted to keep abreast myself of knowing, oh, what's going on, and then thinking about, oh, how might this impact my business, or how should I adapt? You know, I'm going to probably want to wear gloves and a mask or something if I go to do some tech work in someone's home, although that's really something I'm probably going to try to avoid. A lot of the people I help with the computer tech support involves just remote support. So they'll run a program on their computer, and I can, with them on the phone, we can talk, and I can see their computer screen. So that's a helpful distancing, social distancing solution for that. But anyway, I wanted to know what I could advise my customers, the people who are at home working on their computers, and businesses who are impacted by this, and provide the most information either in a conversation with them on the phone or providing that web page for them as well.
Thank you. Anything else we should know about your strategic response portal?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. The COVID-19 virus presents itself as a really almost solely, it's just like a healthcare problem. And so there must be a healthcare solution. And that's the end of it, right? Well, no, not really. You know, COVID-19 is certainly a healthcare problem, but the solution isn't a healthcare solution. The solution is really a community solution, that the response to this, even though the problem is medical, that the response really needs to be community. And there's so many aspects of that. Earlier today, Iowa City had its what now is going to be a weekly Wednesday webinar on just for businesses and anyone in the community to learn more about how to address these issues that are coming up. But it's that kind of communication that we need to start having to find out how can we be helping each other? How can we be either through efforts that we're making or through, you know, landlords not evicting people on April 1st, you know, things that we can be doing to help promote more vitality and unity and cooperation in our community. And I'm reminded of a wonderful documentary that is called The Power of Community, How Cuba Survived Peak Oil. And this was a documentary that was done, I believe, back in 2012. And it was about the period in Cuba from 1991 to 2000 that they call the periodo especial, a special period. But basically, you know, Cuba had this problem of Russia not providing them with any oil. There was this embargo. And of course, we were not providing Cuba with anything. So here's Cuba all alone trying to figure out how are we going to deal with this energy problem. And immediately they realized, okay, it's an energy problem, but the solution is not, you know, to figure out how we can go drill for oil. The solution, as the title of the documentaries is, the Tower of Community. So they came up with these solutions to healthcare challenges, to education challenges, to, you know, we've all seen in Michael Moore's Sicko movie, you know, offering medicines for 10 cents that are costing us like, you know, $30. But it was just solutions for everything, for urban agriculture, housing, just amazing. And so anyway, I think I would recommend that people seek that out. If they want to go to resourcesforlife.com, you can find out how to buy that or rent it or watch it online. I'll put a link on the homepage for that. But the point is that it would behoove us to kind of look at something like that. How did Cuba deal with their crisis creatively in a community way? How can we come up with solutions for education and employment? And how can people who went from being employed full-time to having no job instantly, how can they be working from home and earning money? So that's part of what I want to do, is start providing some online training for people that are home to pick up on their tech skills and become more employable from home, if that's of a benefit to some people who are in that situation. And so I would highly recommend that. And then if I could, just make, I guess, one final point was that you may know, or maybe some of the listeners know, that I was doing this sort of off-the-grid thing, living in a tiny house in Iowa City for about 6 years.
Yes.
And so in a way, that kind of minimalist living helped me prepare, I guess, for this otherwise sort of disruptive and traumatic shift from, you know, having the freedom to go sort of get things at the store and come and go. I've already had that sort of experience of being sort of without anything, at living in this tiny cabin. And then secondarily, I started doing full-time consulting on January 1st of 2016. And it was sort of a shock initially, being away from the workplace. You know, you're used to going to work, seeing colleagues that you enjoy visiting with and having that sense of community there. And now it's, for me, been 4 years. So I'm acclimated to the idea of working from home, using the computer to work from home. And that's the home and the office, and I enjoy it. And I think eventually, once people adjust to it, they can find that it's a benefit. But I know how hard it must be for people who are, not used to being sort of off the grid, in the sense of, they're off the restaurant grid, they're off the coffee shop grid, they're off of all those things that are part of our life, and also immediately being taken away from people who are really like their friends, their colleagues at work. There are adjustments to be made. So anyway, I'm hoping to provide some writings and support and things like that for people who are making that adjustment.
Well, that's very great. Thank you very much, Greg. Any way people might assist you, sending you information? It sounds like you have things pretty well covered. And I'll mention again, for those of you who are looking all over the internet for resources and bits and pieces of information, go to resourcesforlife.com. And Greg has very helpfully provided a list of all the local government agencies and updates from Iowa City and Johnson County and then further on for information, as well as resources for, as he says, off the grid, quote unquote, off the grid living. And of course, you've got information about the errand service and other things that the city is planning to put into place. So just to sum up, anything that you could find of help from listeners?
Yeah, so on that page, I mention that if there's anything people can think of in terms of a news item or a resource that should be put on that page, please let me know, and I have a contact link there. And I would certainly want to be kind of letting the page grow and become kind of an organic resource that people are contributing to. I'm happy to go ahead and update that. And I think we definitely want to make sure that everyone in our community has the support they need. There are so many people that can kind of slip between the cracks, either just feeling alone or lonely or not having whatever support they need, and we want to make sure they get it. And I think, Iowa City is such a great place. Now the library is closed and, the schools are closed. And so a lot of these places where people go for inspiration and support and to, hear a caring voice or whatever, they're gone. And so we really need to fill that in for people. I would suggest we do everything we can in that regard.
Greg Johnson, thank you. We've been talking with Greg Johnson, who has created a website, resourcesforlife.com, and a Resources for Life Strategic Response Portal. You can find this at resourcesforlife.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/strategic-response. Greg, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Holly. Have a great day.
You are listening to KICILP 105.3 FM, Iowa City. I'm Holly Hart. Up next, Craig Jarvie with more information.
These closures and alerts for the Iowa City area related to the COVID-19 virus were recorded March 18, 2020. During the school closure, Iowa City Community School District is providing free meals to students through the Nutrition Services Department. Drive-through or walk-up meal pickup locations are being established at a number of school sites. Meal service will begin Monday, March 23rd. Students will be provided lunch for the day and breakfast for the following day. Meals will be distributed between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. Pickup locations will be published later on iowacityschools.org. All Iowa City Community District schools will be closed through Sunday, April 12, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The district's educational services centers will be closed to the public beginning Wednesday, March 18th, until further notice. Visit iowacityschools.org/COVID-19 for the latest updates. Beginning March 23rd through at least April 10th, Kirkwood Regional Center will not have students attend any of their regularly scheduled classes. University of Iowa classes will resume Monday, March 30th, to give everyone additional time to transition to online teaching. Classes will be conducted virtually through the rest of the spring semester. University of Iowa is canceling spring commencement ceremonies. To reduce the number of students spending time in close quarters, University of Iowa will close its marketplaces and most of its residence halls and on-campus housing starting Thursday, March 19th. University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics is now screening patients and visitors for symptoms of acute respiratory illness before entering its main Iowa City facility. This practice is recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Starting March 18, 2020, Mercy, Iowa City is further limiting visitors to help prevent the spread of respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. Visitors will be limited to one healthy adult per patient in the hospital at any time. For pediatric patients, two healthy adult visitors at a time will be permitted. University of Iowa College of Dentistry has canceled all patient appointments for the week of March 16th through the 20th. For dental emergencies or to reschedule your appointment, call 319-335-7499.